study that we did in San Mateo County, for those of you who might not know, San Mateo County is the county that's the peninsula in the San Francisco Bay Area. And this is a study that we did on access to, linguistic access to healthcare services in our organization. In May of 2004, under the leadership of our Board of Supervisors, the Health Department and community convened the very first Healthy Community Summit to identify local health disparities in our county. And community members recognized that differences in healthcare and health outcomes in populations are often a result of social and economic factors, and summit participants voiced a commitment to eliminating these differences. And as a first step, participants decided to tackle three issue areas where disparities were particularly evident in our county: childhood obesity, substance abuse, and linguistic access to health care. And the health department was charged to take lead at these initiatives. We know that effective communication with patients is essential to quality care, access to care, and assuring a patient's adherence to treatment plans, all of which are important in the delivery of good health care with successful outcomes. As demonstrated by these quotes from our study, from the client's perspective, the inability to understand and be understood affects health-seeking behavior. From the manager's perspective, there are many complexities in delivering health care, and the risk of not being able to communicate is a serious quality of care concern that managers have. From the staff perspective, though we believe that we have systems in place to address language access barriers, the study revealed that in our community, we continue to place much of that responsibility on clients and on their families. Three goals of the study were, first, we wanted to know where we are. What are our current services, and what is the degree of adequate language assistance services? Second, we wanted to understand the service gaps related to linguistic access. And our third goal was to have a set of recommendations for improvement for both policy and organization levels. In other words, by conducting the study, what we wanted to understand was, what is the linguistic capacity of healthcare organizations across the county? What policies, procedures, and practices are in place to promote linguistic access to healthcare? What types of language assistance services are available and to whom? What is the overall quality of language assistance services, and how consistently are they used? And the study began with a demographic review. We wanted to know who are the linguistically isolated, what are linguistic barriers to care, and are there any variations by geography, ethnic group, and organization type? So with this demographic review of San Mateo County's LEP, or Limited English Proficient population, as defined by the census as residents who speak English not well or not at all, we found out that 38% of our population speaks a language other than English, and among the more than 30 primary languages spoken in San Mateo County, there are geographic areas and language groups for whom the challenges of linguistic access are most severe. For San Mateo, our threshold languages, which basically means that it's the language group in the service area that's either 10% of our population or 3,000, whichever is less. In our case, it's the actual number. The language groups are Spanish and Chinese, both Cantonese and Mandarin. And although there are variations among the health department's divisions and organizations based on the actual service area, so there are variations across the county for language groups. The study continued with a review of best practices that included organizations and communities across the country. Within health plans, health departments, hospitals, community health centers, and other health-providing organizations, some very distinctive features emerged. These best practices were then used as a rubric for which against which the San Mateo County and as a community was assessed. So this was essentially our point of comparison. And the researchers found consistent attention across organizations and settings to these three major areas: organizational policies, accessible language assistance, and continuous quality improvement and planning. And from this part of the study, it's apparent that model practices do exist both locally and regionally, and replication or adaptation continued with serving representatives of more than 50 programs, as well as 150 clients and community members from all regions of the county, and covered 7 different language groups. Methods included surveys, interviews, focus groups, and site observation. Almost 400 staff were surveyed. The next few slides summarize our findings for the study's 3 goals. So finding out where we are in our current services was simultaneously encouraging and humbling. As the dominant LEP group in the community, it's heartening that linguistic access to healthcare services was highest for Latino residents. We saw, for example, that almost all Latino participants said they knew where to go for services and reported fewer linguistic barriers than any other group. In general, they also felt that bilingual staff, providers, and interpreters, as well as written information in Spanish, was available to them at healthcare organizations they accessed. And among the staff surveyed across 21 different county and community programs, 52% of the staff that responded stated that they were fluent in Spanish, and 40% of these same respondents identified themselves as Latino. The study highlighted some promising approaches that tap both into community capacity as well as technological capacity in a way that can facilitate resource sharing across organizations. However, it is clear that LEP clients continue to face linguistic barriers and that these language barriers are often confounded by other barriers related to social and economic factors, such as lack of health insurance, geographic accessibility, negative experiences in the past. As the language diversity has increased, organizations' abilities to keep up with language needs has been strained. For our county, it was particularly evident in the northern region. As an example of a promising approach to tap into technological capacity, the Healthcare Interpreter Network Program. It uses video conferencing technology and enhances the medical interpretation for LEP clients in the San Mateo Medical Center, which is our local version of the public hospital. The network currently routes approximately 3,000 video conference and phone calls per month to 3 participating hospitals. Interpreters respond to these calls in 5 major languages. And here's the short clip.
It's called video phone interpretation. Mobile monitors move from room to room, clinic to clinic, as needed. What language do you speak?
Cambodian.
Cambodian. Okay. By pushing a button, a provider can select a language from a menu of options.
For Cambodian, press 3.
That selection is routed through a unique IP call center that instantly directs the language request to the proper interpreter, and in less than 1 minute...
Good morning, SJ301, Cambodian interpreter. My name is Anthony T. How can I help you?
A trained healthcare interpreter appears on the screen, ready to assist the staff and bring comfort to the patient.
How is she feeling?
Macau?
Additional services include the ability for a call to be designated as a priority so that an emergency call can be routed to the front of the queue. In terms of assessing our service gaps, we've yet to achieve a community standard of what it means to provide linguistic access to services. Many organizations, including our health department, lack uniform policies, practices, and procedures regarding the provision of linguistically appropriate services. And as a result, language assistance services are not consistently available or used at enough points of service. Finally, the study concluded with recommendations for improvement at both the policy and organizational levels. The study recommendations at the policy level include to specify linguistically accessible services as a priority in mission, vision, and value statements, to create and post policies on the provision of linguistically appropriate services, to expand and improve interpreter services and availability of translated materials. Some specific actions and strategies that organizations across the community can take to improve accessibility of services for LEP clients include to initiate a self-assessment and make plans for improvement and ongoing monitoring of those plans, to ensure a client understanding of their rights of linguistically accessible services, notification of those clients' rights to be integrated into a standard intake process, to train staff on these policies and procedures, and to formalize and support the role of bilingual staff. After the release of our study, the results and the approval by the Board of Supervisors in October 2006, the Health Department came together to think about what we could do as an organization. And the Health Disparities Initiative Oversight Group was formed to provide guidance from all of the Health Department divisions for implementing the study's recommendations. There are five key areas to the HDIO action plan based on the study recommendations, and they are centered around the importance of setting up a structure to address objectives that could translate into operations within the Health Department divisions. These key areas are policies, standard measures and evaluation, assessment and technical assistance, training and information sharing, capacity building in regions of the county with more language diversity. Just last month, the Health Department leadership approved a set of cultural and linguistic access standards with three categories: organizational accountability standards, availability of appropriate language service standards, and cultural and linguistic operational standards. And there's a copy of the standards at the table if there's any left. So we see this as a long-term endeavor. We're improving linguistic access as simply a first step to advancing cultural competency and addressing the root causes of health disparities. When thinking about what we could do as a health department and as a community at a very minimum, we saw this as a window of opportunity to address the broader issues that can be difficult to tackle at first. And this is our first step. But you can find the full study on our website, which is listed on the PowerPoint. Thank you.